On the program today, we've taken time to visit with Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Dan.
Let me get the right mic. There you go. There you are. Yes, he is back. We did have a city council meeting last night. First of all, here we are, month of March. Budget part, now we're just waiting for the hearings, everything like that.
All the formalities for finalizing the budget, but all the hard work was done by staff, and budget's going to be set here pretty quick.
So not that far away, and there's a lot of different changes that'll be coming up, because right now I'm watching the school boards going, we normally didn't have to do that at this time,
yeah,
so... Anyway, folks, there's going to be a lot of things coming out on that for us there, so we'll make it through all of that. Did want to ask you again last night. Got the full report. Got the report. ISG. Year ago, I think at that time you were one of those that got appointed to be part of the committee.
Yeah, part of the Citizens Task Force. So that task force has
worked for almost exactly a year to bring about this formal proposal to present to City Council on recreation complex. Location recommendation was first and foremost. There's a over 100-page report that's available to the public posted. I know that KWBG posted that on their website and everything like that, and so folks can go out and see what came of that report.
The one thing, and people need to remember, when it first came up, the issue was actually finding a location, because different ideas have been kicked around.
That's
and
correct.
That was the big challenge.
Suitable location that is conducive to growth for the future and needs going forward, yeah.
So the committee has been working on it for some time, and we had ISG. Again, the city did give some money or make dollars available for appropriate services, engineering, architecture with ISG. They did a really good job. Again, they made them keep going back, it sounded like. Keep going back. What do you need, and how do you know what kind of input are you getting?
We had a lot of citizen input over the past year that ISG put into that formal report.
No decisions made by the council. Obviously, received the report. Now what are we going to be doing?
Yes, we're looking for 2 weeks from now, the second city council meeting in March on the 18th. There'll be consideration moving how and if to move forward.
Okay, so at that time, we'll see what's where we're going and what we're going to be looking
That's
at.
That's right, yep.
And that'll be a council decision.
So. Council will decide one way or another for a November vote on a bond issuance and site location, everything like that.
So we'll see what comes together there. People get, again, go online, take a look at that information if you don't have an opportunity. I think if you go to the library, you could get linked up.
One of the big things in there is that gap analysis where they showed what do cities our size have as available for recreational resources and what are we lacking. So that's a really good one to look at.
Again, several different aspects and a lot of different information included in that report. And again, they did, as they explained it, a lot of different input things were done different times, different groups of people. Some of the open houses, we had different times on those. People had different opportunities, trying to get as many people involved as possible.
Different modalities of communication, electronic, in-person, and that sort of thing.
So, once again, that report was presented last night. And, again, then the council just accepted, and we'll move on, again, to the next part. Two weeks, we'll see what happens. Did adopt the capital improvement plan, which is always amazing. Living document, essentially, because... When the first time you were on the council and took a look at that, were you going?
I had a lot of questions about what was going on.
What is this?
Why are we doing this? Because it's a 5-year document, and it really outlays all of the major capital improvement plans that the city has over those 5 years. And so sometimes things get put on and taken off, not needed anymore, or accomplished in different ways. But that's sort of the roadmap of the major things we're going to do over the next 5 years.
I think one of the first questions you had was West Park Avenue in South Marion.
Probably at the same time,
Kind of wondering, what's this area?
Why are we paving that and everything like that? Well, now it makes very good sense because we have that Kading development that's coming there. And so we need to service the people that are going to live there to have a road.
Yeah. And also add some of the other property right south of there annexed into the city for future development.
That's
so
correct.
You do have a number of opportunities there. They fit into what the development was going to be. But this is subject to change. Again, it gives you an idea. I think probably one thing that would surprise a lot of people when they look at it, the total amount of value. I mean, you're talking if everything were to be done, you'd be in the $30 million range.
Yeah, over a five-year period.
Yeah.
And it spells out where the money comes from, too, what different funds are going to which different departments and things like that. So if you ever get a chance to look at that, you kind of see the inner workings of these plans.
One of the parts of it that, of course, did get kind of bumped up a little bit, and that was the Story Street.
That's correct.
By the way, folks, the Story Street project or process for redoing Story Street's been on there for about 4 or 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So, and there were some dollars in there for dedicated for it over a couple of years. So that was part of the money that we have available to go ahead with the project this year, and it did get bumped up. But it ties in really good with the Main Street application.
Yes, the
process.
Main Street application, the timing couldn't be better. We're trying to move expeditiously on that. And that's why we allocated those funds from the American Rescue Plan in addition to the funds that we'd saved previously to get that done.
It's and dollars are all there to cover the cost
that's
of
correct.
It.
So it's all be paid for. That's right.
We did get the contract with SEH going. Again, their preliminary, some of the with
services.
There's a lot of addition add-ons that could be in there, too.
That's
a lot
right.
of infrastructure things.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think, as a rule, I know, council, you like to have your council. They like to do it because they don't like to go back and dig it up after it's been done.
That's right. If you're going to be in there, you want to fix what's there.
So, again, that's one of the things going on. But next, well, we've got the contract for that, but we're talking a public hearing for that to go ahead. April, and the time frame, once again, trying to get bids by June, I think it is.
Yep, by June to start as close to the start of the fiscal year as possible, which is July 1.
Yeah. So, and want to get it done before Puffer Billy Days.
That would be a major goal, yes.
Well, keep our fingers crossed. You will have work going on to have an opportunity to get some pretty good bids for it. So.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
One question that came up from there, and you actually had a citizen last night, once again, come and ask you about it. What's been decided about Farmers Market?
Because we had a follow-up, yes. Yeah. From the previous meeting, we had a gentleman come and ask when we do the Story Street project, you know, what would happen to the Farmers Market, where they've been located on Story Street for the past couple of years now. And incidentally, I had a meeting with the Farmers Market director the next day, and we discussed some plans and some options of where that could be moved temporarily when this work is taking place. So I think we'll make sure that they're taken care of and people can get their fresh produce from local vendors.
Well, they know it. The issue knows it's they'd love being on Story Street. We
Absolutely.
Know that.
Yep,
but,
high visibility.
If we can shift things around a little bit here in the interim for this year, make it work.
We had another citizen come, and he discussed a concern he had with a parking space over north of the tracks.
Yeah, at 11th and Story.
Yep, right near the whistle stop. Yeah. And so we'll kind of take a look at that and see what's going on there. And
shift that one back to public safety and see what they can do with it.
Yep.
He can do that.
Get an item on their agenda.
Yeah. Well, those are things. In fact, they had the busy one at the last public safety meeting, and that's on the extension of Hancock Drive. Mm-hmm. Some of the parking out there.
Yes.
It's an arterial, and is there no parking? Should there be? Again, that's something a lot of residents in that area came as a surprise for them.
That's right, yeah.
Well, we'll keep working on that, too. What are some of the other things going on for you? We did have some adjustments within some of the meter language, cost
right.
of meters. And a lot of this tied in with the development at Villas at Fox Point.
Yeah, we changed the price of our meters, and then there was one type of meter that they're using up there that wasn't listed on the schedule of fees. So that had to be inserted into that for billing purposes.
So that, again, just a typical add-in.
Housekeeping item.
Just, yeah, it went pretty easy.
Yeah.
We do know that you got some property you're going to be selling. Recently, the city was able to work out arrangements with the landfill for the disposal of solid waste.
That's right.
From the Water Environment Station. And part of the project is you'd been working with private applicator to do that over the last several decades, we'll
yes.
just say. This now you've got some equipment there that you don't need anymore.
That's right. So arranged to have an auction for those and talked about the fee that would be incurred to the auctioneer and everything like that. And council seemed happy to go that route and not have that equipment on hand anymore.
What are some of the other things that are coming up that have been discussed and talked about for the council? I mean, council-wise for the city. I know you've had a number of different things. Well, the Economic Development Committee, we know.
Oh, yes. There was an Economic Development Committee meeting prior to the City Council meeting yesterday. We had 1003 Marshall Street with a BDF application in conjunction with a Catalyst Grant application that's mm-hmm. pending. And so we're looking at some retail space there, some residential, upper floor residential rental space. And so that project has been going on for quite some time, but it's been flying under a lot of people's radar, mm-hmm. Really getting some traction on that and some plans solidified for some revitalization just north of the tracks.
You've had a chance, I know, to visit with Tina McDonald, who owns that property. She's really been pushing on this and working this. She's really involved a lot of different entities.
She has part of it. She had a design class from Iowa State, spent their whole semester trying to figure out a future design for that entire area, what it could potentially look like, you know, if everything fell into place. And they had a lot of good ideas that were fun to look at, and really trying to coalesce around a singular vision for what she wants to do going forward. And I'm really excited to see what comes of that. And we had another, I think this might be the first time this grant or this.
It's one of those grants you've had available, but I don't know if anybody's really actually pursued it.
Gone all the way. It's for Lavender Basket, just across the street from here. Mm-hmm. They have a grant application in, I believe it was approved.
Revitalized Downtown Boone Business Grant.
Yeah, and that's right on the website. So if anybody has a downtown business, they want to take a look at that Revitalized Downtown Boone Business Grant. So they're working their way into some food there as well. So some pretzels and boba teas. So if you think that that's something you'd like to try, that's coming along our way.
I know. They've got a small shop. And yes. They've got a couple of different things in there.
Floral
arrangements. And
yes, some literature that the local authors have written that. So
something to check out.
Costume shop even, right?
Yeah, I think.
They do costuming.
809. Yeah. 809 Keeler. Mm-hmm. So right down the street here. But this was one of those things, and I go back to this every once in a while. A lot of people keep asking about, what's available. And the website, if they would go to the website, you can see all of these. There's a number of them. It's just a matter of...
Yeah, we have to try to do our best to connect people to resources that we do have and promote those as much as possible. So the BDF program, that's wildly successful. So that's one that, you know, gets the word out. And this Revitalized Downtown Boone. And there's a Jumpstart Boone one as well. So
there's a whole list there.
We want to make sure to help people out.
The one that I did get a chance to ask Brenda Dreyer a little bit about is just getting started. That's going to be your major home renovation or renovation grant program. Pretty excited. We had a lot of people turned out for the informational meeting, and things are starting to move forward with that. That is one. We don't know how often we're going to be able to secure a grant from Central Iowa Housing Trust, but definitely want to be able to use all those dollars we can get to allow people to stay in their homes.
Allow people to stay in their homes, improve their living situations, safety, all of those things. So definitely look at that grant application if you think you apply, right?
Yeah. There are a number of different ways to do it. And I think I mentioned on the air earlier was, if you have any questions, just contact City Hall, and they'll get you in contact with her.
Yep, absolutely.
And she can help walk you through it. But I know they're pretty excited about being able. She wants to get more than the 11 you had last year. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah, and if we can have a pool of applicants and we're not able to fund them all, that'll give us proof that we need to try to secure more funds for the next fiscal year and make it an ongoing program. That would be phenomenal for the citizens of Boone.
We looked at the housing study that was done, you know, a number of months ago, and I know you've taken a good look at it, too. One of the big things is we do have a lot of new housing that's being constructed basically on the table moving forward, but maintaining the older homes, because we have a lot of older homes.
That's exactly right. We have our median household is 100 years old, and so some of those houses just need a little bit of work. You know, some of them are beyond repair, and so we continue our demolitions program to address those as well. And that usually opens up space for new builds and economic development and housing growth. So it's the two sides of the same coin.
I know. It's one of those. It's nice getting new construction going on too, but maintaining what's you've got,
exactly.
That allows a lot of people to stay there.
That's exactly right.
That's just one of many things going on. So your next meeting will be coming up. I don't know if we have any committee meetings going on.
Not that I'm aware of.
I think right now it's we got a spring break coming in. That kind of throws
It throws a wrench into everything. We have a meeting on the 18th, and there's a special election today.
Yep.
To fill the Ward 3 seat that I vacated.
He left it alone. we do have a couple of good candidates on the ballot. So, and again, unfortunately, people keep saying, well, I can't go vote on it. Well, it's the third ward.
Third ward only, yep.
So we'll see what the turnout is. And again, find out who's going to be filling that vacant seat until the next municipal election.
That's right, in 2025. That person will be sworn in prior to the city council meeting on the 18th, and so they will get sworn in and be able to participate in that next meeting right away.
Okay. So, you should have the canvas all taken care of by then.
That should be plenty of time, yep.
Yep. All right. Eli Stein's Boone Mayor, guest on our program. Next council meeting coming up on the 18th. I know there's going to be a variety of other things. Check the website, again, on some of those grant programs and things like that if you need. And if you have need help getting into the website or something like that, library is a great way to stop in there. They can help you out. And we also, I'm pretty sure if you just go to City Hall, somebody can help.
We'll try to connect you to those resources as best as possible.
Okay. Eli, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.